Righto, before we get into it today, I'd just like to thank the blokes and ladies that keep the lights on here, our sponsors.
Better Beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Look, no matter what sort of beer you drink, they've got you covered. Go check out their whole range.
Country Trucker Caps for keeping our domes out of the sun with all their deadly designs.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping our bodies filled with the good stuff.
SP Tools for giving us the best tools for all our projects at home and on the work site.
And the True Blue Aussie Bookie Blue Bet.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Welcome back to another episode of the Alpha Blokes Podcast.
I'm Tommy, sitting here with Cam, and we're here to give the everyday battler a voice and delete head noise one laugh at a time. The new intro, bruss.
They would have got around that.
Yeah, got around that. You would have thought, oh yeah, it's just Connor again. Hello, what's going on here? Thought we'd better mix it up a bit instead of just using a song that some legend...
Evolve our own laughs at it.
Yeah, that's right. So shout out to Patrick for knocking that up. On his Instagram, it's pat.wav. W-A-V, if you need anything similar done. So, cheers for knocking that up for us, brother. The new little intro.
Yeah, but, appreciate it, mate.
Yeah, and guys, thanks for your patience. You know, I had to put the show back a few days, so when this episode airs Monday, we'll be balls deep in Dad Kissing Country on tour.
We will.
Fucking oath. And you'll be able to spot me from about 300 out, because I'll be the only cunt in Sydney with a pair of Roccos flaring. At least blue camo for Roccos, I reckon.
Yeah.
Won't be many with that, I don't think.
And yeah, you're going to bring your faded blue pants?
Probably. I don't know. Only me best.
I reckon, mate. I'm going to talk you into buying a pair of jeans this week.
Righto. Well, you can take me shopping. We'll have a bit of thing there and you can get me styled up.
Yeah. Well, it's been how long since you bought a pair of pants?
Oh, fucking.
That was before we left for Canada in 2000 and fucking whatever. 17.
Can't remember.
16, well, I think.
Mate, when a pair of pants work, they work, you know.
Like, so you've already cracked.
I have already cracked. We're very excited to announce a new sponsor jumping on board, Better Beer. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Fucking Better Beer. Now, why is it called Better Beer? Because it tastes better. It's better for you. No carbs, no sugar, and fuck all calories and still tastes like a great crisp lager. So go get amongst it.
Exactly what I need after my fucking 2-week bender.
Fucking oath, mate. I like a beer that you can just crack and just smash without any sort of aftertaste, nice and cold, crisp, unreal.
That is going to be great for the warmer weather.
100%. Steaming into summer, just wrapping the lips around a few of these, bro. So make smart decisions. Go buy a carton from any decent bottle-o. Support the legends who support us. Mate, carrying on from last episode, it turns out that it is actually not weird at all to eat guinea pigs.
No.
There's like Peru, like that call happened. Peru apparently is massive, and we got so many people actually reach out and get onto us about, you know, eating guinea pigs and send us photos and shit like that over in Peru eating them.
Need to get a couple of recipes together.
Yeah, we fucking do, bro. It was unreal. But the best thing out of it happened was we got a ripper of a video sent in from Fez.
Oh.
So I don't know if anyone's seen it. If you haven't seen it or not, like go on our Instagram and Facebook. We chucked the video Fez sent us about his free-range guinea pig farm down in Gippsland, Victoria. And, mate, it was absolutely beautiful. Like, he's just a true blue Aussie battler, just making it happen, making a stand for guinea pigmen far and wide.
I'd love seeing them all just soot around.
Just scampering around. But no, I think that's what I think. We should give old Fez a call, mate. And, you know, give the people a bit of an insight on what it's like to be a guinea pig in Australia.
I'd love to hear a yarn from him.
Let's go.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you're talking to the king.
Here he is, Fez. It's G'day. Tommy and Cam here, brother.
What are you going on, boys?
Oh, mate, we're just sitting back mid-episode here, bro, and we've just talked about the rise of the guinea pigmen and how it's sort of come from an unknown thing and everyone's had the stereotypes up of him, of this, you know, this weirdo. You know, you picture him after he moves the cage, going inside, painting his figurines and enjoying the smell of his own farts. But here we got this bloke, an Aussie battler down here, just fucking ripping in, mate. And I just wanted to, you know, we wanted to give you a yarn, just let you talk on behalf of all the guinea pigmen in Australia.
Yeah, well, you know, down here in the community of Tanamba, been running the pig farm for a while. It's, you know, been going pretty strong down here.
Yeah,
the boys all get a laugh out of it, but you know, I can see where he's coming from. I guess you're fairly stereotyped when you're a pig farmer. So I can, like, you're automatically labelled, I guess, there's a bit of a weird cunt, but if you put it in perspective, I guess it's like being a straight male hairdresser. You see, like, everyone just thinks you go as fucking, even if you're not. So, yeah. Like, it's much the same being a pig farm. You know, every dog just thinks you're a weird cunt. Like, out there with a bit of Stormy trying to funnel pigs up your door, doing sexual shit with him, you know?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, yeah. But no, it was great, that video you sent through, mate. It's been going well. It was actually pretty funny, man. How can you talk us through the setup of the pig farm? Like, what sort of things you got in place or have to have in place to keep those little bastards running around?
Well, like, it's not just an easy setup out there. You can't just whack a fence up. Like, you need high fence.
Yeah, because you're free range, aren't you, bro? You don't have them all, like, little cages and shit.
Yeah.
No, there's no cages, but you still got to set up a big perimeter fence, like,
yep.
Fucking. Yeah, you can't just whack a cage in the back lawn down here and let the pigs have at it. Like, not when you're on the scale of a commercial free-range pig farmer like me.
Yeah, that's right, so, mate, yeah.
So, you know, and another thing, like, we're not dealing with an all-terrain critter here. When it comes to the humble pig, the truth is they're pretty much useless cunts when it comes to the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
So, like, hills are out of the question. Like, you get a 15-degree hill and fucking pigs have got the diff locks in already and, you know... You fucking edge her up to 20 and she's all over your furry potatoes just rolling down the hill. So
yeah.
if you set your pen up on the hill there, the next morning your fucking whole herd will be stacked fucking six pigs deep against the fence like a little pig mosh pit and half of them will be fucking crushed.
Mate, what sort of numbers are you running here? How many head are we talking?
Well, you're probably talking at the moment, it's been a pretty harsh winter, like they obviously don't do too well in the cold and being free range, not the smartest. So
shelter
wherever they can, so a bit of wind chill comes through and it's probably wiped 100 off, so I'm probably running about 200 head of free range pig at the moment.
Yeah, yep. No, that's a go. That's the best quality of pig though. Yeah, what do you call
a group of fucking guineas?
I'm not really sure, mate. I just fucking, we just call them the herd. They just flock around. I'm like the pig shepherd just out there fucking herding me pig.
Yeah, that's it, bro. Do any of the other animals play a role, Fez? Because I know, like, I saw in that video, bro, you got, like, the deer, you got the roo, the emu or whatever. Do they sort of act as, like, protectors of the guineas or...
The guardian.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess I got me bush chook Turbo. He's fucking a bit of a legend. But he staunches the roost, you know. Like, I guess you could compare, like, the alpaca of the Aussie world. Like, if anything comes in that pen, they're fucking getting grief-old old Turbo. He'll give them what for. So
that's unreal.
But it's sort of like a love-hate relationship. Like, old Turbo's fucking, he's right up there in comparison to a pig.
Yeah.
So, you know, he might stomp one or two in, but I guess, you know, it's collateral damage when you ask him for protection.
Yeah, unreal. Have you got your, like, a prize pig amongst the mob? Or have...
We've got the prize pig Tato. He's sort of the staunch one. He's sort of got one of those reverse comb mullets. Like, he's a bit of a show pig. Yeah. So I try and he gets special treatment.
He's
the pick of the bunch.
Yeah.
He goes all right. So I try and sling him a few females where I can, spread a bit of his pig seed around, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Get him up.
Is there any
the gene pool going.
Yeah, is there 100%. Any contests you go to or fucking the old annual sale yards or what do you do?
No, I'm not about the flashy business. I'm just a, you know, salt of the earth pig farmer, just, you know, trying to carve a crust off the land. So I'm not about putting my name up too much in lights there. We're just about, you know, the pig, you know, looking after the pig itself.
Fair game.
Yeah, hats off to you, mate. It's fucking unreal. What are some of the hazards and hardships, brother, of pig farming, do you reckon?
Oh, well, you know, you hear a lot of fucking things today about, like, foot and mouth, and obviously it's big business these days, biosecurity. You see, if you let someone just drop off a random pig that, you know, the bastards have abused it and given it the ring mange, like, I don't know if you've heard about...
No.
Haven't heard about ring mange.
Well, it's not as mainstream, but it's like, you know, it's passed on from humans doing the wrong things to pigs, and they get a little bit of hair removed off their dudder, it spoils off.
Yeah.
And that's good for no one, mate, you know? Like, it's not good on, it's not good on the pigs, cold on the ring gear, cause it to stress out. On top of that, you know, you look like you're the cause. Perfect fucking stitch up. People think you've gone and, you know, touched up your pig. And then it all fucking filters down into the sales, you know? Like, honestly, no dog wants to buy a used pig. Fucking no one wants one of them.
No, that's right, mate.
But biosecurity is a pretty tight ship out here at Ferriston Piggery. Like, no flogged out pigs to be brought on the farm. And
yep.
Any signs of ring mange, their heads are chopped off and fucking burn the bodies, you know?
Yeah, so any pig with ring mange that comes in, bro, is thoroughly inspected. Like, you inspect the ring of every pig that enters the Ferriston Piggery.
Compulsory ring inspection on arrival before they go into the stud farm, mate. You're looking party at the front there with the, you know, the good reverse mohawk, and then you get to the arse end and she's fucking bare as an arse.
Oh, 100%, bro. No, that's the guy. Yeah, that would be hard.
How many are you currently running down there?
I think you said 200.
200?
Yeah, I reckon there'd be 200 pigs at the moment, but because they're free range, you know, depending on the weather, pigs down the back might be out. Like, it's hard to get a good feel of it because there's so many out there. And the grass is pretty long at the moment. The little bastards are just zipping through the little tunnels and carrying on.
And, mate, what is the actual market for them? Like, are people consuming them? Are they taking them as pets? What's your percentage, you reckon, of what they're getting, you know, bought for and used for out of your pigs?
Well, I reckon it'd be probably at the moment, like any market, everyone wants to fucking try something new. They can't just stick to steak and veggies. So the demand for pigs coming, you know, it's going up. I reckon I'd had one or two a year get, you know, come through and they want one to be processed for meat. And now I'm probably getting 5 to 10. So it's probably doubled. But yeah, most of them are just pets, you know, fucking someone wants something for their kids. So they come out here and swindle a couple of pigs.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, 100%. Because we got a fair few messages come in, bro, about people who have, like, consumed them in Peru. Was a fair whack of people saying, yeah, we've tried it over there, and we're like, well, I'll be fucked. You know, we hadn't really heard of them getting eaten.
We've got on the piss here a bit, you know, after a couple of moonshines in the bar. They skin out pretty well, like they're like a rabbit. So, you know, we fucking get them in the air fryer on the rotisserie, and you know, we put enough garlic salt on them that probably dog shit would taste good if you fucking cooked up dog shit. But, you know, they seem all right. They seem pretty good. I can't complain, but
it's
pretty
hard.
You know, a couple of bites. So you don't want to, you know, get on the spliffies and then expect to have the munchies and munch on a few pigs. You'd be a bit upset.
Yeah, that's right. Mate, we might have to venture down to Gippsland one day, come to the farm, have a show with you, and we might have to try one.
Yeah, bloody oath, boys. I have to come down and have a few shines and
inspect the rings on entry. Make sure we don't bring any diseases in with us.
Yeah, we don't want no ring mange. We're going to have to check you for ring mange on entry, mate.
a couple of shots of
boys would be right, I reckon.
Look, that's understandable, brother. What's the biggest rush, you reckon? Is it the Chrissy rush on pigs in demand, or what do you reckon?
Fuck. Christmas is mayhem out here, like, at the piggery. Fucking 2 days before Christmas, she's like Burke Street, you know. You think Santa's elves have a rough gig up there? Those little midgets are looked after. Probably they got good union conditions. Like, fair thought for me. I'm out there in late December. It's 30 fucking degrees, and I'm boxing up pigs, you know. Fucking
oh, fucking oath, Fez.
But, you know, kids need their pigs for Christmas, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Fucking don't want to buy it. I guess, it's a valuable lesson. Need to learn, you know, their dad's a real pussy. They've agreed with mum that pigs are a good idea, and you know, fuck the spud gun and the little Shetland pony, it's going to be pigs this year, they decided. So, you know, it's at this point, I guess, on Christmas morning when they're unwrapping their present that they realise they've been fucking gifted two mums and their dad's a real soft guy, I guess.
Oh, mate.
Is there any other hot dates during the year that they fucking seem to sell? Like any other random times?
Yeah, I guess at the start of spring weather, everyone's grass starts getting long. And, you know, blokes are the fucking classic down this way. I think if any fucking way possible, they can, you know, get out of mowing the lawn or doing any chores around the house. So there's like a, you know, 2-for-1 sort of thing. 2 birds with 1 stone. I'll fucking keep the kids happy and we'll fucking just drag a pig cage around and I won't have to get on the lawnmower and fucking mow any lawn. So, I don't know. Come springtime, she's always pretty hot property, the old pig.
Yeah, fucking oath, mate. Good stuff. Hey, Fez, thanks for fucking joining us on the call, bro. We might have to check back in with you another day, a bit of fun with Fez or five with Fez and fucking, you know, check in on how the farm's going and see what else you've been up to, brother.
Nah, no worries, boys. I better get back to it. I've been a night shift all week and it's been pissing rain here, so all the boys got rained off. So we've been out yabbying all fucking day, so
Unreal. They're
pretty toasty down the bar. I've had to sneak up to the shed here to have a yarn or fucking the larrikin could have attacked me.
Oh, good stuff, mate.
Appreciate it, mate.
Your time, bro.
Nah, fucking legends, boys. I love what you're doing. You got plenty of fans down here. Always a friend in us down here, down south, mate. You're welcome anytime on the pig farm.
Unreal, Fez.
Thanks, mate.
Appreciate it, brother. Take care. Stay out of yourself.
On ya. See you, boys.
See you, mate. Well, there you go. What a fucking champion old Fez is, mate.
Fucking hell. Yeah. We'll have to catch up with him.
No, we will. And he's welcomed us to the pig farm down in Gippsland.
Yep.
So when this thing turns fucking into what it should do, we keep rolling, bro. I think that's definitely a trip we need to make.
With a couple of guineas on the rotisserie.
Yeah, that's right, mate.
Well, I'll have to try leave a bit of the skin on and see if it'll crackle up.
Yeah.
Just dehair it or something.
That's right. Because one of the reports I did get is they were pretty bony.
Yeah,
like right. a lot of small bones and shit like that. Yep. But like you said, plenty of flavouring, mate. And
the garlic salt.
Yeah. Well, I can't see too much going wrong, but yeah, I don't think that'll be the last time we talk to Fez, that's for sure.
Nah.
Seems like a proper champion. And just blew me out.
I love it, just being yabbying all week.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yabbying. Well, he just finished night shift. Yeah. So I think the boys have been yabbying today, yeah. But that was fucking awesome, mate. Just got back from the honeymoon, brother.
Oh,
talk to me.
Flew in today.
Talk to me,
this
Daddy.
This afternoon.
How'd you go, brother? How did you go?
Well, I don't ever get the full itinerary, the wedding, fucking the whole lot. So it all went well. I've got a ring on my finger.
Yeah, but yeah.
I barely rocked up that afternoon. I had first night fever, as everyone does.
Pelican.
And I talked actually Tom to sleep at 4:45 in the morning, and then people called me at 5:30, and that was pretty much me.
Because I rocked up after work and drove out there. I probably got there at like 8:30 at night and just rocked up to your poon, and the big fella is just in fine form. And I'm thinking,
firing on all cylinders.
I'm like, ooh, this is dangerous. I don't know what time we left the pub or whatever.
I'm not sure.
But anyway, yeah, like you said, he was just in all sorts. I went to sleep on the couch in the room, and the big fella talked me to sleep, like he said. And fuck me, he was a wounded soul the next morning, but we got him there. Got him there up the front, and mate, honestly, it couldn't go any fucking better, bro.
Nah, it was a great day, fucking. You go.
Mate, I haven't been to many weddings or whatever, but to me, that is the fucking perfect thing for me. The amount of people that were there wasn't too many people.
No.
The reception was like, had a few laughs in it, and you know, like who you guys are as a couple and stuff like that. I think it really resembled it well. Photos are always a ball ache, but as a bloke, you just got to cop that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyone who's been through that, you know what I'm talking about. Fuck me, you just go.
Oh, mate, that hours of photos, but fuck me, she killed it. Like,
yeah, oh, mate.
She made me look even better than, yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was. Already got a rough lid, but got me on the old below average or whatever you want to call it.
But nah, that was probably the only bit, but it's unreal that we did it now, you know, so you got those photos. But I think it's just because you're away from the party.
That's
like,
right.
You're like, yeah, everyone's down
and
there.
And you know, everyone's standing outside, yeah, they're having beers and that, but they want to get the party started with you as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And the venue, like, closed at midnight, so you only had that couple of hours of power to really hook in and enjoy it with everyone.
And hook in we did.
Holy.
Yeah. I reckon that was good that we stopped when we did, because things were getting loose.
Yeah.
Cunts were hanging off fucking beams and standing on chairs and fucking diving off stages and shit.
No jocks on the old Eagle Rock.
Yeah, shout out to Tyler Walker, just meat and potatoes swinging. And
yeah.
Straight. Not because he had no undies on. Because he wanted to get the block and tackle out.
I reckon MVP, shout out to Nat and Taylor, they were blind as anything.
Yeah, yeah, they went well.
I loved seeing Nat and the old, I think it was Maddie's dad's speed dealers, lifting the dress up, getting a little side twerk, lifting the leg.
Yeah. No, it was good, mate. Everything was perfect. Me and you blubbered like fucking two schoolgirls on the speeches.
That's right. It didn't really hold it together for me speech. It was a bit emotional, but yeah. I think you need those sort of things to break it down.
Mate, honestly, that's what it's all about. Like, us as blokes, I don't care what anyone says, like, you're not raised and used to bringing out those sort of emotions or talking about your best mate like that in front of fucking 100 people.
Nah.
With a bit of piss in your system, and you know that it's just emotions raised to the front, and you just can't help it. Like, even with my speech, you know, I had a bit of a, kept it short and sweet, but you know, had a bit at the start. And when I wrote it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that'll be a bit sort of hard, that bit. But when I was up there and just sort of started choking up as I was about to read it, and I was just like, come on, cunt. Yeah, and I remember Kim jumping up, like, because some people are comforted by someone grabbing you on the shoulder. But someone touches me,
you know,
when I'm like that, I will just burst into a fucking ball of tears. That's why I was like, "Don't touch me!" Like, I didn't want
to. Yeah,
but man, honestly, it was beautiful. You know, all the speeches were perfect, and fucking what a great day.
Yeah, and then
unreal, brother.
Obviously, the old honeymoon.
Yeah, talk us through it. What'd you get up to, mate? Down the coast?
Yeah, we shot straight to Gold Coast the next day.
Before we keep going, I just want to give a shout out to Vodka Soda as well.
Oh yeah, you know, mate. So, big thank you to Forzy for fucking helping us out for the day.
Yeah,
holy, put some cartons on. Fucking and really got us over the line.
That's right.
And into her.
Trust me, that whole wedding was pounding them into the core of the earth, and they were a big fan. So Vodka Soda, thank you for that. Just wanted to fucking slip that in.
Yeah, that's prompt.
Yeah.
But that Gold Coast, fucking, she's a wild city, that Gold Coast. And then, like, you know, we stayed at the casino a couple of weeks ago for one night. Yep. We didn't discover half the fucking joint.
Yeah.
Like, three or four different pools. Like, we weren't in that position to really as well. But she's just an adult's playground, isn't it, a casino? Mm. Like,
Mate. What did you stay? Did you just stay there? For the couple.
Yeah, just stayed there for the three or four nights.
Yeah.
But and then just ventured out through Broadbeach and stuff like that. We didn't really go too far past Broadbeach.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just drinking, food, gambling, which you just got raped on. Went to Dracula's.
Oh yeah. What's Dracula's?
So Dracula's is like a how do you explain it? Like a cabaret. You know, like Christine Aguilera, you know, that cabaret.
Oh, sexy, I get you.
Yeah, but this is like a vampire sort of version of that, and they do different skits every couple of months.
Specialise in hickeys.
Yeah, yeah. But, you thought when you're walking in the joint, because I'd never been to it, I just heard about it, and it was like all scary as fuck, and everyone's there, and they're real nasty to you.
True.
This would be that funny, like, taking Tom there, and this chick's just going off at you at the start. I'm like, you'd be the worst person ever. Yeah. Funny guys. Anyway, so you sit all in there, and then it's just real crude, like musical dancing and acts and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cracking up. There was heaps of priest jokes.
Oh, true.
Heaps of priest jokes.
And that would have been good for something different.
I won't ruin, like, because this is the show that's, I think, running for the next couple of months.
Yeah,
but
right.
Just, like, it's funny, like, big cocks on cunts and tits and ass and...
You all over.
Yeah, it was right up my alley. I really enjoyed it. And they put on like the three-course feed. I'd definitely recommend doing that VIP part, paying extra $10. You get in, you're pretty much having your entree before the old general admission's even seated.
Beautiful.
And then they ran a tight ship. I got to tell you, I was taking tips from that to run a restaurant or something. They had us in, pretty much fed.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, so how do we pay for our drinks now? Because we kept ordering drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then right at the end, there's like a certain bar staff that looks after like 20 people, like that lot.
Yep.
And then she just ran around. You tap your card, whatever your bill was.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they give you a green armband, so you're right to leave. You need that green armband because I'm like, oh, this is going to be a shit show. We're going to be here for hours waiting for everyone to sort out their accounts and stuff like that.
Yep.
But no, it was.
You got to respect that, eh? With
good seeing a bit of tits and ass too, like that cabaret style. But when we first walked in, I was joking to Cass. I said, "Gee whiz, this job wouldn't be hard because all the makeup running over their faces, trying to do that scary look." I'm like, she just looked like she just sucked off about 10 blokes last night and just flew straight in here with the old makeup.
Mascara
just
running,
hot. She got, and Cass laughed, going, "Yeah, you wouldn't even have to be happy coming in here for the first part of the shift."
Yeah, right. No, something different, eh? It sounds like a good thing.
I was, because we were deciding to go to that, or they had comedy clubs stand up at the casino.
Oh, yeah.
Every Wednesday night. And it was like pizzas and then do the stand up comedy. And I'm like, it was a hard one, but we picked Dracula. Happy with that, but I definitely want to go back.
Honestly, like, it's something that I reckon that would be my bread and butter, but I've just never even thought about, like, I suppose, I don't know if they do it in sort of country places like here or regional areas.
The stand-up comedy.
The country clubs, like the comedy clubs, and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because, man, I reckon that'd be unreal. Imagine going on the piss and just watching cunts have a crack. Like, just get up, fucking spin a yarn.
Just talk about the day.
Mate, I'd get up there and rip into guinea pigment. Like, fucking, it'd be prime. I'd just go, 2-3 minutes, what have I got? Let's go. Like, yeah. I'd give it a crack.
Or, like, you're at a casino. So there's so many things with a casino you can just, like,
yeah.
bring up, like, that. What's up with all the flat benches here?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. What's the go with having an ATM outside of where you need money, you mad cunts? No, it's definitely something that I think we should dig into. And actually, we got a bloke coming on in, I don't know how long it'll be when it airs, but a few weeks' time or a month's time, that's digging into the comedy scene and been a lot into that. So I'm really keen to have a chat to him. Yeah. And get that going. But before we move on from that whole yarn, your poon, bro, I actually rate it big time for what we went for.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like I see it as like a grown-ups early beach. Not grown-ups, but like when you pass that full-on clubbing stage.
Yeah.
I think that main strip at the front, if you're there with your missus or even if you got the tin lids, you know, you got that little water thing out the front, that lagoon. There's a plenty of bars and cafes along the front. Yeah, it's all done up
through the front now.
I'm just like, fucking happy days, bud. Like, a weekend, yeah. long weekend, you're laughing.
You don't have to shoot to Airlie anymore. Your poon's pretty much got it all there.
100%.
And the nightclub wasn't too bad. It was probably a bit like our local one here. But
turn your aircon on, cunt.
Yeah, and shit music. So actually, we've already bagged it out. Yeah. That's why I was up there trying to DJ. And our mate goes, did you bring USB? I'm like, no, just show me what you got here and I'll fucking try to sort through and get something out of this that can get us moving.
Dead sad. I was just whinging about it going, what is this? Like heavy dubstep sort of shit. I was looking around whinging. Next minute. Here's Cam up literally next to this cunt. And just I'm barking. Going, here he is, just lipping in this bloke's ear. And next minute, everyone started grooving a bit. There was a bit just normal tunes on, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, we went there after the wedding, blind as fucking, you know, Stevie Wonder. And, yeah, you're getting into this heavy dub and you're like, come on, bro, we're not all off our
Read
heads.
The room. Yeah. Read the room. What's but, here?
Anyway, it was a good setup, though. I rate it. I rate your poon for a weekend away. Yep.
I really rate that casino too because I thought you never take kids to a casino. Yep. The amount of kids, I don't know if it's New South Wales school holidays or what's going on, but there was that many kids there. Obviously, they can't go into the gaming side of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But all the pools, all so stuff good, like that.
Yeah,
like,
nice. How good, mate. Like you said, it's like a playground.
It's just a big adults playground down there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was funny, I was watching everyone. You can tell they're just coked out of their brains.
Oh,
in there. There's like, Cass is like, is she actually trying to fuck him right now? And she's got his hands down his pants right in front of everyone in the middle of the gaming room. And I'm just going, holy.
Just loving it.
Yeah, I didn't peep out, but like 4 o'clock in the morning, she get pretty heavy down there, I reckon.
Yeah.
Like all the nightclubs and surfers and all that have ended and then fucking everyone comes back to the casino.
Yeah, it's a wild joint, isn't it?
But no, 100%. It was good. Food, mate. Food. We've got to talk about the food.
Good food.
Had me first 12B+ Wagyu and, mate, did not disappoint.
True. I wouldn't even know what that means. Is that like the premium grade? Like that is your...
Yeah. Like if you're not into like that fatty sort of textured, more marbling meat, it probably is not for you. But it was unreal.
Yeah, prime. Well, you've always been a fucking bloke who loves a good, like, you know, nice food like that. So it would have been good for you to go and experience some fucking real good food.
And tried a bit of sashimi.
Did ya?
Yep. Kingfish sashimi last night. Fucking.
How was that?
Oh, I'm a fan. I'm definitely.
Really?
I'm a fan.
Wow. I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah, it was just in that lemon juice and the sort of the red onions, like breaking it down.
There you go.
The vinaigrette, I should say.
Yep.
But no.
Yeah, sweet. Oh, that's good, mate. While I was going, when I went down to, when I was on the way through, getting the old pants sort of measured up on the way through before the wedding, just to rewind back a bit, I was sitting there having a feed, bud, and spotted Gary the Streetwalker. Did he?
He's been up in Rocky for years.
Or did he used to be in Gladstone?
He was.
There you go.
He's been up there for years, but.
Because I was tripping. So obviously, we need to explain this. But Gary the Streetwalker is pretty much just a bloke that walks the streets and his name's Gary.
Yeah. But he wears like really short, stubby footy pants.
Yeah. And just steams around.
And
he used
black
to have a
lace up metal cap boots.
He used to wear ride a trike around, didn't he? With a basket on the front. Was that him?
I think that was another one.
Right.
He used to wear the Kiss shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
That one black
but, like,
Kiss shirt.
You just see him, and that's Gary the Streetwalker, right? Like, because I was just like, bang, I was sitting in that Mexican fucking joint having a feed, and I'm like, and I just went, I'll be fucked, that's Gary the Streetwalker.
Yep.
Going past. That's definitely him. And do you know what he was doing? Walking the streets.
Yep.
Just charging around.
Just
pacing. He walked past four times, and I went, that's him. Look at him. Just Suling.
Imagine if his name's not even Gary.
Oh, it's got to be. That's what it is for us anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there you go. Gary the Streetwalker residing in Rocky.
Yep.
So he's been up there for years.
Well, I know at least about three or four.
There you go. He must have, I reckon he walked there.
Got there and goes, oh, better do all the streets here first.
But how weird is that, though, that, like, in my subconscious of my mind, so much shit is going on. Heaps of shit between now and then. I don't even know this cunt. I've just seen him once or twice and go, and then cunts go, that's Gary the Streetwalker. And you go, oh, yeah, Gary the Streetwalker. Bang, straight up, Gary, that's Gary the Streetwalker. What the fuck? But I'll forget where I put me drink.
Yeah.
5 minutes ago, but I just fucking nailed Gary the Streetwalker on a quick walk past.
Yeah, I love it.
But yeah, I had to bring that up, man, because I'm just like, fucking, it has to be him.
I got one more funny one I got to get out of my hand. So obviously when I was gnawing on that sashimi last night, we'd had a few sabs and fucking into the cocktails and the missus was getting a bit loud. She reckons she's deaf, but I think she's just drunk deafness, selective hearing. Anyway, she's getting a bit excited. We're in the quiet restaurant and she's laughing and carrying on to show me something on her phone. Mm. Anyway, I've sort of noticed everyone's looking at us and I got a bit awkward. And it shouldn't, because my wife fucking should be on a team. Anyway, I've just shot up and said, I've got to go to the toilet. And this chick's met me near the toilet. She goes, are you escaping a blind date?
Oh.
Then I looked at her. I said, nah. I said I do to her less than 7 days ago. She goes, did you? I'm like, yep. And then we both giggled and I sort of flashed me ring and walked in to the pisser.
Yeah, yeah.
But I come back out anyway. I flew back out and we're meant to wait for the old congratulations dessert for the honeymoon thing. But I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
I've just pretty much gone up and paid cash and grabbed cash. So I'm like, yeah, we're out of here. And then I was like talking to her on the way back about it and she was just blowing up.
Oh, so she didn't hear it at the start.
Nah,
that other
bitch. She's like, where is this bitch? Was she hot? Fucking. I'm going to fucking tell her. You didn't fucking defend me.
Oh, well. How funny is that? She's just having a good time.
Yeah.
You know? Mum on tour.
But I was cracking up.
Oh, that's funny.
Because she just come up pissing herself, like, sort of like, hand on the shoulder. You want a blind date? Are you escaping a blind date, mate?
Fuck, that's funny. She would have been steaming out the ears hearing that.
She was on FaceTime to the mum going, but anyway, there was some colourful words getting used.
Nah, so it was good, mate.
The only negative?
Yeah, yeah.
This morning, went to order an Uber, and then old mate standing at the front of the casino lobby, he goes, oh, we got taxis here. I'm like, yeah, right, oh, fuck it, we'll get a taxi.
Yep.
So we had to go to Narang Station to shoot back through to Brisbane Airport to come home.
Yeah.
This cunt, let's just say he's drug-induced or something, just this little hobbit. I reckon there was something wrong with him, but I'm not going to comment on that. Anyway, he was driving a fucking Prius, normal fucking taxi for down there.
Yeah.
We get in this thing, and we both looked at each other and automatically regretted it. This thing is just ash all through the taxi.
No.
Stunk like fuck, like cigarette, like that. Windows are up. We're in traffic, bumper to bumper, for like 25 fucking minutes.
True.
When we got out of that, we both looked at each other and were like, oh, that was sickening. And he's coughing and spluttering. Oh, I just wanted to knock the cunt out.
Wow.
But I'm like, he's driving us, so I can't.
How is that play on, even in your own life?
How's that for a run of taxi service? I thought maybe you'd have the odd wild Uber driver that runs his own car and just throws the Uber sticker up. Yeah. You might have a dart now and then.
You know, if you get a whole lot in the back that are blind and they go, hey, do you can't smoke? And they go, yeah. And you'll have a dart. Yeah, but it's like, what?
Like the old full like glove box and shit, you know.
Oh, yuck. Yeah, there should not be ashtrays in cars, cunt. No.
We got out and had to put deodorant back on ourselves because we were like smelling our clothes. It was that strong that we fucking smell like dart.
So fucking 5-star rating for that cunt.
Yeah. Lucky there wasn't wasn't an Uber.
Yeah, well, man, that is fucked, isn't it?
And fuck trains too.
Yeah, I'm not a big train.
Everything about trains.
Yeah, I'm not a big train operator.
I never want to work on one. I never want to be on one again.
What happened?
No, I just fucking hate them. Like, the lines must have been cut off on the way down there from Brisbane Airport. Had to get to Helensvale or something, then get on a tram. And it was like 2.5 fucking hours to get to the Gold Coast. I'm like, we might as well just drive. Just blowing my lid.
Oh, imagine those poor cunts who have to commute daily on it. Like, just
fuck
that, bro. That was fucked.
And you had all the Ipswich.
Ipswichians.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be an Ipswich. Logan and all that jumping on. There's some wild.
Some lads.
Yeah, some wild blokes jumping on there.
Oh, fucking hell. No, well, it sounds like it was a good little, like, just to chill out a bit, bro, and fucking bit of a reset and.
Yeah, you know, so we're straight off the plane. And then my last drama was power tripped out on the house here.
Yeah.
So I lost fucking all the meat and all the food in the fridge. So I had to click it back on and let it refreeze and now throwing it all out in the bin. And guess what day it is? Friday when we're recording now. This is coming out Monday. And the bins don't come till next Thursday. So I'm going to have to go to the tip tomorrow to fucking get rid of it.
It's a carry on, eh? The fucking the freezer thing. Remember, was it you helping us in fucking Agnes. Amber and Agnes? Bait freezer?
Yeah.
Fucking power was off and, mate, there was not the worst smell.
The weakest stomach.
There's not a worse smell on planet Earth. Brought it out the front. People driving past. Here's us two just spewing over this box fucking freezer, man.
It's not even an exaggeration.
In the pissing down rain, just both just heaving over this fucking box freezer. Wow.
I reckon it makes it stink worse, like when you fart in a shower. You know, it's a bit stronger.
Bro, you're just putting
water
your coming, head.
Water down from the rain.
I'll
start gagging now.
Spewing this fucking roadcaster. But anyway, it was nice for me having a short round, like a couple of days either side of that weekend. But one thing I did notice, man, about going back out to work is it's fucking magpie season, bruh.
Oh, yeah.
Magpie season. And at our site, we have got the angriest magpie cunt in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, right.
This little bastard is aggressive as fuck. Like, you just come, you walk in under this conveyor, mate, and you just know it's coming. You look up and here's this missile coming in from about 50 out, 150 plus metres away from the cunt's nest. Nah, not allowed to be there, apparently. Not allowed. Just comes steaming in and I'm just like, don't, cunt, I'll fucking drill you. Like, carry on.
The posties must get double time, surely. I see one the other day just getting absolutely... peppered.
Great entertainment. You just seen last year. Do you know what their fix was for magpies out there? Because we're like, look, it's a pretty, like, it's a drama. I don't want to deal with that squawking cunt just pecking the fuck out of me.
Mm.
So they've brought out the umbrellas, magpie umbrellas. So, you know, you walk with the umbrella apparently and it's, oh yeah, right, no worries, yep. So anyway, I've grabbed the old magpie umbrella. I'm like, right, oh, bruss, I've got to go.
Get close enough and I've
got to go grease up the stacker. Windy as fuck. That day, and I'm like, right, let's take this fucking umbrella and see how we go. Anyway, so here I am walking like Mary Poppins up the fucking stacker. Wah, wah, this thing's coming, big gust of wind, bang, blew the old fucking umbrella out the other way. Yeah, so I just grabbed it from the top, mate, and used it as a bat. And I was like, right, cunt, you want to come near me? I'll use this umbrella. And didn't hit it or anything, but I was just keeping it off me. But put it back in the bucket, all blown out, and said, too windy. Put a sticky note on it. And said, yeah, I did. I put a sticky note on it and said, yeah, too windy.
I like it.
But yeah, so magpie season, bro. Have you ever been actually pecked by one?
No.
Neither have I.
I've seen a kid in front of me riding to school. He, you know, I don't know what type of helmet it was. I wish I knew the brand. Anyway, you know how they had the air vents in like a pattern on top of your helmet?
Yep.
Yeah, the old... its beak got caught in there for like a few seconds.
Wow. And just flapping
and
on top of it.
And this kid was just going nuts.
Oh.
And it sort of popped itself out. But yeah.
Yeah.
It fucked off then. I'm like, you got him, bruss.
Oh, mate. They're aggressive motherfuckers. But I've seen like they proper get into you though, like peck people's ears and take chunks out and shit like that.
Yeah,
like at school and that back in the day, man, a couple of people got proper
powder.
Pecked. Yeah, fucking pecked. But yeah.
Packet of cable ties, like those weirdos.
Yeah, but
well,
I'd rather.
Work.
You look like an absolute joke, hey? The old cable ties sticking up all around you. Old fucking radar.
Crack up, I was seeing a couple of 9-volt batteries duct taped to the side and he had a bit of a fucking fencing wire.
Yeah, there's some concoctions getting around, isn't there? Well, I'd love to see just a magpie just attack a group of cyclists. The old peloton just sooting through, getting peppered, eh? That'd be fucking beautiful. Mate, me first day off at home, the young fella a while ago, I think it was his birthday or something, he got an ant farm. The old ant farm?
Yeah, yep.
Have you ever seen an ant farm?
Yeah, I got one out here, actually.
Yeah.
Meat ant.
True. Like
oh, no, I haven't got that.
Like the plastic one and you build it.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's like an ecosystem in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just like, righto, set up the ant farm for the young fella. He was at school, and I'm like, we'll set the ant farm up, and then when he gets home, she's ant. We'll go ant hunting, you know, get some
oh,
ants.
Oh, that's yeah, good idea, yeah.
Yeah. So me and mum chucked it together. Bit of a carry-on putting it together, but, you know, the old team effort. Anyway, built the ant farm and went and picked up the young fella, and we're going anting. Now, the engineer of this fucking thing just thought, pair of tweezers, catch an ant, no worries. And he's just giving you this ant holding thing where you got to fucking push him through a hole.
A little tube.
Yeah, a little tiny hole with this thing. And I'm like, oh, you know, if they put this together, obviously it's pretty easy. Pair of tweezers, little thing, go catch an ant, fucking no worries. Have you ever tried to catch an ant with tweezers?
No. No.
It's a fucking joke. I'm here bending down trying to fucking grab this cunt. And apparently you need 25, 30 ants for a good ant ecosystem. So it took me about 5 minutes to catch one, and I'm pretty sure I fucked him. And I'm just like, holy fuck, surely there's a better way to go here. Trying to push it through this little hole, and it's getting out and shit. So we ended up getting the old pop-top bottle, put it in there. And, you know, the missus was a way better anter than I am. It was a joke for me trying to catch this.
We did it once, and we just got the old honey bread, laid it down, then folded it over.
Yeah, it's more getting them inside of the thing, though. Like, yeah, you can grab them all, but, like, getting them actually physically inside of into the ant farm.
So we finally got
25 of these little bastards, but, like, I want to see the cunt who just said, yeah, just grab the tweezers and catch 25 ants. Righto, cunt, I want to see you catching 25 ants with those and putting them where you reckon you're going
to
put them.
Maybe it's for to get them out of the bowl.
Mate, it's just typical engineer. Do you know what I mean? You see it everywhere, these engineers. They just go, yeah, just grab a pair of tweezers. Like, when you're fitting, just grab that bearing and just throw it in there, or just get a crane and lift it in. It's not that easy, cunt.
No.
You know? Just tiptoeing, steaming around a fucking meat ant nest with a pair of tweezers like a sicko. But anyway, got back in there, and then she was dramas trying to get him in the ant farm, mate. Like, so we've put it in this bigger container, and we're like, right, we need to separate these ants. So, trying to put them in the actual ant's nest, the fucking container's gone cunt up. There's meat ants going everywhere. I'm trying to flick them back in the thing. And I'm pretty sure the ecosystem's got about 12 ants now. But, you know, ants are in, cruising around, dropped a bit of honey in there. Yeah, we're on. Ant's nest on. Still married, just. It's one of those things, yeah, bud, because, like, it was, we were, any other parents out there know the old dinner, bath, bed routine, you know, she's a bit on there. And we're pushing into that time where dinner starts.
Mm.
But the ant farm needs to happen. And when I start something, I need to finish it. I'm like, I'm not fucking stopping till there's at least 15 ants in this cunt. So the kids are fucking going off. Mum and I are like nipping at each other, just going, fucking need to get these ants in here. Spilling ants over the kitchen table, mate. Fuck. Yeah, so if you ever want to fucking build an ant farm, I'd just say just chill out. Figure out a way, have a think about it. But, yeah, there's a fair bit into the old anting. But, yeah, it's good stuff, mate. The fucker, the young fella likes it. But, yeah, it was like a root. Wasn't pretty, but got the job done in the end.
Yeah. That was a stallion from the get-go.
Yeah, yeah. So you just nail the ant farm straight up.
Oh, mate, don't know about that.
So first root, you just nailed.
Oh, I reckon.
Yeah, right, eh? Well, I suppose I didn't like... Mine wasn't terrible or anything. It was okay. But, I mean, like, if you're looking back now of performances in the sack, I wouldn't rate that one up there at all. Wouldn't even be top.
Oh, yeah, when you put it like that.
You know what I mean? Like, looking back at your performances, how you've performed.
Yeah.
Your first route, it just wouldn't even be in the ballpark.
No, that's right.
You'd be happy with it. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Happy with your debut. But, yeah.
You didn't cough before it hit the edge.
Oh, that's right. Fucking hate. So, mate, apparently Australia's best pie has been crowned. There was a Seven News article that come out.
Yep.
And, so I'll fucking read that article out. But just before I do, the old MV Roadhouse, I've lived up about it heaps with the pies there. I just need to say I popped in there today filling up the fuel, and the chick at the front there, I had the old hat on or whatever, and she goes, oh, we owe you a free pie. And I was like, oh, right. Well, so what's that for? And they go, the amount of people that have come through here saying, you know, we've heard this is the place to go for the pies or whatever, so everyone must be getting around it and going to check the pies out.
Yeah, nice.
So I'm like, how good's that? Yeah. So if you fucking stop into the Roadhouse there and you're after a pie, because we said so, give them a fucking bit of lip up. Say, yeah, the boys at Alpha Bloke sent me in. Try a pie. So, yeah, that was
That's
pretty
good
cool.
stuff, yeah.
Fucking oath. It's getting around there. But I'd if I could have me say with this thing, I'd want it – I want this bloke – we'll get to the bloke who's testing him, but I want him to try one and just say, where does it weigh up, brother? Like, you're the pie man.
Yeah,
I
see yeah.
where it weighs up on the scale that you're judging, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, this – so this is from fucking 7 News. A classic meat pie from a humble bakery has been crowned the best in Australia. Whittlesea Bakehouse, about 40 kilometres northeast of Melbourne CBD, took the lead at the 2022 Great Aussie Pie Competition after claiming the coveted Best Plain Meat Pie title. The family bakery, Plain Mince Pie, beat out stiff competition from 1,500 entrants across the country to take out number one spot. Whittlesea Bakehouse pie maker Adrian Caporetto said the secret to his winning pie starts with quality ingredients. I'm a firm believer if you use ingredients, good flour, good margarine, you keep it simple and love what you do, then that's what counts, he told Star Weekly. So my biggest thing with it is, right, you go, who are the judges? Do they know their way around a dog's eye?
Mm.
You know, you go, because who, you go, oh yeah, they got crowned the best pie, but you're like, right, how many pies this bloke had? What's his background?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But anyway, this is what he goes. The bloke is Mike French. He's the chief judge of the official Great Aussie Pie Competition, and he's detailed what he thought makes a good Aussie meat pie. So I'll read out what he reckons is in it, and we'll fucking see if we agree.
Right. Oh, no.
So he reckons secrets to the perfect pie. There are three things he looks for when judging: a crispy pastry top with a flake, a structurally sound pie bottom, and the ultimate pie filling. Mr. French said the perfect pie should be baked through with a nice golden colour with a consistent 3mm thick side and bottom. Regardless of the meat you choose, the ultimate pie filling contains meat, thickener, colour and seasoning, and we recommend adding some onion for flavour, he explained. Be sure to pay attention to the meat to pastry ratio to achieve the perfect balance and not jeopardise your structure. The pie should be meaty and tasty with a rich brown gravy, not grey or black. The filling should not fall onto your lap when hot, or conversely, stick to the roof of your mouth. So
he's pretty onto it there.
He is pretty onto it, eh?
Yeah.
But I honestly think we need the boys and girls to weigh in on this. So all you champions living down there south of the border in Mexico, you just need to go to the Whittlesea Bakery or Bakehouse and
give us a rating.
Give us a rating. You know what I mean? The more the merrier. I want to see you go, right, yep, this bloke's onto it. This is a great pie.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because we can't just take this bloke's word. Who's this bloke?
Yeah.
Nothing to me. It's just
how many
a bloke saying it's a good pie.
Does he do a year?
You know? Yeah, that's right. How many dog's eyes do you pound a year, bruh? What are we talking here?
He might be just the absolute connoisseur.
Might be.
But we need to hear that.
But if we get 5 to 10 people saying, yeah, bruh, he's onto it, then I'll go, yep, tick of approval. But if we get a heap of alphas saying, mate, fucking, it's
way
all right, but come on, like, best in Australia. Because that's a massive call, isn't it?
Huge
Best
call.
In Australia. You know, Australia full of dog's eyes. All different types, shapes and sizes. So, but anyway, I think it was fucking, that's pretty cool that it was crowned. So, yeah, guys, get down there and give us a bit of a rundown. And I'm lipping up about the old Merrinvale one. If you've had one and you're one of these people that have gone through, ring up and let me know if I'm on the money. Say if you think that pie's any good or not, because it's just my opinion, you know. It could be fucking shit. For other people, so.
Yeah.
Let us know where they stand, lads and ladies. This one thing before we move on from the fucking pie chat. Do you know how there's the whole thing with, like, eggs and bacon, and we're like, nah, it's bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
You know, and all this thing, and how we're like, we made the thing up, or someone said it's the primary ingredient or the most expensive or most important ingredient first. So it's like bacon before eggs, you know. All that sort of thing, or fish before chips, fish
the meat
and chips.
Before the, yeah.
All that sort of thing. I reckon there's one thing that it doesn't work for, and that's, for me, cheese and bacon.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, for me, it's a cheese and bacon pie.
Steak,
cheese and bacon pie.
Yeah.
It sounds weird for me if you say I'm getting a bacon and cheese pie.
But I go, like, a Subway, go steak and cheese. Steak, cheese, and bacon.
Me too. Steak, yeah, that's right. Yeah. But you know what I mean? When you say cheese and bacon together, it's just, I think it's because it's been drilled into our heads that it's cheese and bacon.
Bacon, yeah.
But you know, that's the only thing that I can think of that doesn't follow those rules. And I'm like, why the fuck is that?
Oh, great.
It's fucking weird. Like, everything else you can say, nah, the important thing goes first. You know, steak, eggs, chips and gravy or fucking whatever you say. But yeah, that just doesn't follow the rules. And if someone said to me, you want a bacon and cheese pie, I'd be like, cunt. What? Fucking pull your head in, bruh. Yeah.
I like it.
But anyway, so that's fucking, that's pretty interesting. Mate, I haven't got much news in sport here because, you know, we had plenty of other shit to talk about. But I got to lip up about the fucking, the Panthers. Steamed home.
Yep.
Absolutely took it out. We parked up at the sailing club there.
Yeah.
At fucking, at Airlie.
Yeppoon.
Sorry, Yeppoon, not Airlie. Yeah, pulled up at the sailing club there. Oh, mate, actually nearly pulled off the biggest blunder in history. He had the old 502 Fox Sports on, which the grand final wasn't getting played.
Oh, and yeah, lucky, someone said you were lipping up to him, but I didn't hear that.
Well, fucking Groper pulled it up about 10 minutes to go. Missed all the pregame. He goes, this cunt's on 502. So I've just steamed in there. I'm like, bro, you need to change that channel quick. We're missing Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking get it on. And he's sort of moping around. I'm like, cunt, we've all pulled up here. There's for a the whole grand final. Foyer out there watching the big screen, and you're on the wrong channel. And it took him ages to get it on, bud, and we missed kickoff. Like, it was probably only 30 seconds, and it was all good, but I'm thinking, bro, one job, yad. Fuck me.
How about those people that booked the table right in front of it and didn't rock up till after the game?
Yeah, mate. So
what were they? It was a good lad, whoever. Shout out to him. I forget his name.
Yeah. What was it? Progressive Dinner, it was called.
Yeah, yeah. Is it the RSL, the like, Lions Club? Or
yeah, that? It must be like a pub crawl thing that they do.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And they go around to different things. But yeah, they've booked out these two massive tables right in the prime position in front of the fucking big TV, and they've rocked up there with 10 minutes to go in the game.
That's right. And that big, they have that big platter board, and I'm like, I hope someone lips up to me. And I just went over and got a bit of Cabana.
Yeah.
And then just one bloke just started laughing, and then he come over and introduced himself. He goes, oh, we're not going to eat it anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And he ended up being a cracking lad. So if you listen to mate, fucking hope you had a good night with fucking all those over 50s.
Yeah, that's right. My highlight, though, wasn't even the grand final. So I wanted to talk about how blokes are so easily entertained when you're around the right people. So we were sitting there, parked up, ready to watch the grand final. Now, there was a group of people behind us, and we were sort of between two tables, and there was an easy path either side of the tables. And this bloke has just come steaming in. Here's Groper telling one of the best yarns I've heard. He's just in the middle of it as well. Everyone's engaged, and he's copped the two-finger thud on the shoulder, like bang, bang. Everyone stopped, and he's like, fuck, you're right, mate. He's like, oh, I'll just get through here, mate. That's all right. And we're just like, holy fuck, is this cunt serious? Like, he can just walk around. Nah, he's just giving him the mid yarn tap, bang, bang, stopped everyone. In he comes, and we're just looking at each other going, holy fuck, is this cunt for real? Anyway, we've sort of kept going with it. He's picked the same path back through, and he's just steamed through us, and we're all moving going, what the fuck? So we sat there and we thought, we're going to have a bit of fun with this. Right, we moved the umbrella a little bit to make it a real cunt to sort of get through. And we went, we'll see if he still comes through here because of these obvious two paths. Everyone else went the other way. This cunt, sure enough, we paid no attention to it. Here he comes. V-lining in, nuts, straight through. He's shimmying and getting through. And we're like, righto. Next couple of hours, like this is when the women's game was on. It was pretty good, but we're like, this will keep us going. So we're like, every time this cunt in the blue shirt goes up to the bar, we're going to minimise the gap a bit. So we're going to slide the table in just a bit, not noticeable, but just a bit. So it's going to get tighter and tighter and tighter, and we'll see when this cunt just gives up and walks around. Nah, every single time he's come through, he had no quit, this cunt. He was just like, nah, that's me path. So anyway, right at the end, we finally got it to the point where it's like a fucking mouse had struggled to get through it. And Bull and I were like, right, well, let's make it real obvious that we'll get out of our chairs and be like, oh, you're right, mate, you fucking... So he's come over, and we full on, like, got up, and we're like, oh, you're right, mate. And he's like, went to move the umbrella. He's like, I'll have to move this thing. And I said, oh, just letting you know, mate, you can fucking walk around there or even there if you feel like it. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking... He's like, yeah, I've had a heap of beers, I was blind and that. And I was like, oh, no, you're right, mate, just letting you know. There's other paths. And off he went, and fuck, we laughed. Well, that was 2 hours setting up that thing and just having a ball with it. And without him knowing either, it's not like we're, like, picking on this cunt. we just sort of used a drunken man to entertain us all that.
Yeah, that's right.
And just fucking, it was funny, man, eh? It was like one of those
things. I was too blind to even know what you were doing.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably one of those things you had to be there too. Like people sitting there going, "How? That's not even funny, but fuck." When you set something like that up, mate, it just all falls into place. It's just funny as fuck. But, yeah, he was red hot old, mate. But, yeah, Panthers, all four grades, which was pretty impressive to see. Yeah, mate, I don't know, really know what to say. They were carrying on after the game. Oh, Paul Kent, the sookie cunt, was fucking having a win. Shut up. Oh, that bloke, dead set, is just a pelican. I cannot get around him at all. Shut the fuck up, Kent. Yeah, just annoys me. But, you know, they were carrying on after the game, you know, about a bit of shit. I'll drive him Lewis saying, call him daddy and shit like that.
Yeah, that was prime.
But whatever, mate. Just won back to back. Eels just had fuck all, so, you know.
Didn't they?
Just doing it their own way, but people not liking it. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the future, but it's looking pretty strong over there at Penrith.
What's old Munster signed with fucking Storm today?
Did he?
Yeah, I think so.
Righto. I haven't seen any fucking news or anything.
I might be talking shit, but I'm pretty sure.
True. Mm. Wow. I could have fucking, if that is true, I could have sworn that, you know, he would have signed with Dolphins for the next year or.
Yeah.
Did you know anything about how much he's
signed? No, I was only hearing someone bark next to me.
Okay. Righto. Well, we'll see if that's fucking, see if there's any.
I reckon there was some tragedy actually on the news. Another thing that I've heard secondhand, so another bit of. But they reckon there was a bit of a tragedy in Thailand where some madman with a gun or something cleaned up a heap of fucking kids at a daycare and that, and then killed the old family. I said, that'd be huge for Thailand. Apparently it was an ex-cop or something.
What's with the kids thing, mate?
That's right.
What the fuck is like with schools sickening and kids things? If you're going to go take anger out on cunts, why would you ever take it out on a innocent
kid? Human being in first, yeah.
Oh, but like, at all.
That's right. If not, or have a challenge.
At all, but like, kids?
Yeah.
Fucking makes me sick.
Yeah, apparently they were like sleeping on the door in the nap time and he's in there fucking.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, it was sickening.
That's fucking terrible. Before we fucking get on a bit here, what are your thoughts on the R plates, bro? The rollout of the R plates.
What do you mean?
Have you seen it?
Nah.
Oh, I'll be fucked. So, there's these things called R plates, apparently, that are coming out. And it's for drivers that are returning back to driving from, like, having a thing off for being, like, in a car crash maybe or drink elderly driving or whatever to say, like, R plates.
Restricted. Like
or returning, I think it's meant to stand for. They have not thought about this because if they're not called retard plates.
That's from, right, like,
fuck's sake. Have a think about it. A big R for someone who's going slow or something. You are just asking to have retard plates be yelled from all angles, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Have they got no one that grew up in a normal childhood making that decision?
All these woke people.
I think R plates will be a good idea. Nothing can come bad from R plates. Get out of the way, you fucking retard. Like, that will be yelled flat out.
It's like even in the workplace when they say people are not trained up to the level that the other person is and they want to put these, a bloke out of the idea to put this, I think it was a red dot or something on the helmet.
Yeah.
That just causes bullying.
Mate.
I understand it in like underground where it's a really dangerous environment and you wear a different helmet.
This person has just started.
That's right. He's a clean skin, a different coloured helmet. You look after him.
Yep.
But that's someone like, that's a tradesman as well, but he's maybe not up to the standard of the company putting some sort of coloured dot to pin you out.
That's like this R thing, bro. Like learner plates and P plates. That's sweet because it's like, hey, this person's just started driving. Give them a bit of a break. I understand where the R plate idea comes from. Like this person has, they're a bit fucked up. Give them a bit of break here if they're going a bit slower or whatever. But just have a think about it, mate. R plates. Fuck sake. Anyway, that's my thoughts on R plates.
Yeah, well, I've never even heard that. So,
yeah, well, it's only been the last couple of days, man, that I've seen it fucking come into fruition. So, I don't know if it's actually a full-on thing, but, yeah, there was a fair bit of noise getting on the social media about it. Yeah, the old rah plates. But, yeah, mate, couple of quotes that I wanted to share with everyone today that got sort of me going this week that I wanted to share. So, we'll get into these.
It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done.
I ain't going.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to keep going. Yeah, I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder.
Oh, Kevin Hart, I think that was on Royal Mindset on Insta. That's a proper good one, isn't it? Like, as in just sticking to something, even though you don't see results straight away,
yeah.
I reckon. You know, it's pretty important.
Gym's probably the hardest one for that.
Yeah, just
not seeing
just
your body up. Change, fucking.
Well, even saying a thing that I saw that happen personally with us, you know, like we've said a few times now, we haven't made anything yet. We're still on the fucking journey there. But when we first sort of started, didn't expect it to do anything or go, hey, we're doing this for this reason. We're just having fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, and did the same thing for nearly a year and just kept going at it. And all of a sudden, fucking, you know, started posting a few videos and it was like, bang. And things went off, but we did what we did for a year straight with pretty much, you know, not really anything.
Just rocking up, yeah.
Just rocking up and having a go. And next minute, a year later, bang, like if we stopped after 10 months or 11 months and went, nah, it's not really our thing, then we would have no idea what's happening.
That just goes back to your career or anything.
Exactly, which is why I think doing something that you enjoy is fucking important, because it's not that slog of like, oh, yeah, it'll be there tomorrow, it'll be there tomorrow. We were doing this because we were having a good time.
Yeah.
So you're not counting going, oh, fuck, we haven't got many followers or we haven't got many this in a year, because we were just going, oh, yeah, have a bit of fun.
We had to catch up and have a beer again.
Exactly. So no, I just think it's a good thing there for anyone giving something a crack, just fucking stick with it. You know, if you enjoy it, stick with it, and, you know, things will happen eventually if you're really, you know, passionate about it, I reckon.
Yep.
Mate, the next one, we talked about him before, Matthew McConaughey. You know, he's got a quote here from Positive Energy Only. It was on Instagram that I wanted to share. I think it was fucking really good.
I think we need to remember not to overlook that we woke up another day. That wasn't guaranteed. Not to overlook that. Oh, are you healthy? Are your kids healthy? Okay. And then for me, after that, after I go through my basics of the things I have that sometimes I'll overlook and take for granted, then it is my happiness is having something to look forward to. For me, for my family, but having something to look forward to. I really love having something on the horizon that I'm going, I'm not sure I'm going to get there, but I see this is the place I want to go.
I've heard him share a few good fucking quotes and words of wisdom and that, eh? Like
yeah,
a few speeches, mate, and shit like that. He's
I loved his book. I think it was,
yeah, you were saying that, man. I might have to fucking try and get an audiobook version and listen to it.
Yeah, just listen to him talk in general is just prime.
Yeah, I agree. I think I really agree with what he's saying about having something to look forward to as well.
Well, that's good, just waking up in the morning, what he said about that stuff, because how many times you focus on, oh, I've got to fucking got all these bills for this month, or I've got to go to work, and, you know, you're going, hello to your wife and hello to your daughter or kids.
That's right. Well, like Timmy said from episode fucking 2, like when he said, if you're feeling shit or whatever, think of the things you're grateful for. Like he said he'd send a text to his missus every now and again and says 3 things he's grateful for.
Yeah.
You know, like he just said then, man, wake up in the morning, you go, am I healthy? Yep. Are my kids healthy? Yep.
Got food in the fridge.
Fucking oath. And you just sort of got to reset yourself and go, I'm going pretty good.
Yeah.
So, no, he's fucking a, yeah, that was just a couple that got me sort of feeling like fucking oath through this week. Mate, we've the old nicknames are gone a bit quiet, but they're back. A few lads have, I went through the old, went through Insta there, the DMs, to try to get back to a few, and there was a fair few coming in hot. So, well, so thought I'd share a few of them out. So Norm said, hey boys, I got a nickname for you. I won't name this fella, but when he was playing the fields, he was tapping this bird for a while. Anyway, he was hitting a doggy style one night. She wanted it in the arse. So being the good bloke he is, he put it in a dot, and after a bit of drilling, he could feel a bit of moisture and smell an odour. But being the champ he is, he carried on and got the job done. When he finished, he looked down and had shit from his balls to his knees. So after that, we called him Dung Beetle. Dungy for short.
Oh, Dungy. I like it.
Corey, my old tradesman, was called Shadow because he followed the boss around wherever he went. Bit of a suckhole. Jared said, I used to work with this bloke. Was 18 at the time and balding like a 40-year-old. One day I took my hard hat off in front of him and he goes, "This cunt," and this cunt turns around and goes, "Oi, Devonhead." So, do this. And that day forward, every cunt called me Devonhead. Oh. C. Nash messaged in and goes, "Summer teeth. Some are black, some are white, and some are missing." I know a few of those cunts.
Yeah.
Oh, last one here. Daniel said, "G'day, legends. Got a couple of nicknames for blokes at work. We call one bloke Solar Head because he never shows up for night shift."
I have not heard that.
Also got an apprentice called Box Trailer because he follows his tradesmen everywhere he goes. Oh, thanks for sharing those cunts, mate. That was fucking good. Oh, man. So we've actually had a fair few of the answering dumb questions with yes, like the fill-in words for yes sort of thing, the Aussies yes. And we've had a heap of them, man. But one fucking stuck out to me, man. And I had to just share this one because I fucking laughed. It's right up my alley. Old Kyle goes, "Does a turtle with a stiffy draw a line in the sand?" I was like, fuck yeah. That is so good, cunt, eh? That is just like fucking funny. But a few other calls that we had to get. We actually copped this one while we were away, but that, you know, the old typical bloke who drinks heaps of piss and he's just fluoro red all the time. Old mate reckons, Timmy goes, it's called the RSL tan.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so good. The RSL tan, you know, the typical bloke who's just down the RSL just punting on dogs and belting piss. Just glowing.
Yeah, we won't call him out. But no, he got that name riddled through him over the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking oath. One other good call that I got, bro, out at work this round from one of the boys. Shout out to Mark. So, oh, Kobe, he's got the mullet. You know, he's a typical operator, steaming around the joint full of lip. Anyway, he hit Mark with a bit of like fucking. He goes, "Oh, you want some cunt or something like that?" And old Mark goes, "It'll take a man and a horse, not a cunt and a mullet." Oh, that was fucking brilliant.
I like it.
Just hit him fucking square up the guts. And before we move on, mate, Steven sent a beauty in here. He said, "Hey, gents, catching up on old episodes and I'm up to number 11, the scariest place I've woken up. Sunday sippers got a bit out of hand back when I was a young and dumb. A few too many VBs and a few hits on the bubble machine. Was carried to the car. Mate's missus had a nice clean VK with a velour. Was velour right? Interior? Anyway.
Yeah.
Quick thinking, mate. Quick thinking, mate, took the lid off an esky and laid me on the back seat and tucked my head in the esky. I woke up the next morning, opened my eyes, dusty as fuck, and all I could see was the white of the inside of the esky. I fucking shit." Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
You'd be like, "God, I'm fucking, like, I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm not in this world."
Bro, you're like, I reckon that would
surely
be
the
so
smell would have kicked in from the vomit. Unless you just passed out.
Well, he didn't say he vomited. No, so imagine that clean esky and your eyes open and you're trying to come to and it's just fucking white. Like you're in the afterlife. Holy fuck, man. That you would shit a brick.
Or I would anyway.
And then, just fucking holy. That made me laugh, man.
Underneath that aircon unit of me back in the day when we first got back from Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
And just no recollection of the whole night. That was the most scariest for me.
Yeah, where you woke up.
I was in some random cunt's backyard.
I reckon jail cell in Canada was me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd been loose.
Face down, looked up, four corners and a stainless shitter.
Yeah.
And just went, oh, no recollection of what happened or memory.
Just looking around for a positive. You
looking
can't find
around,
any.
Nah, four corners and a stainless shitter. I went, well, this can only be one thing, can't it? McJail.
Yeah.
And then there was a little buzzer on the thing. And I'm like, well, I need to find out what happened. Fucking. Oh, mate's like, fucking what? But anyway, that's my fucking scariest place I've woken up. But yeah, thanks for sharing that, bro. That was beautiful. But, mate, the Sydney trip, thought we'd have a bit of a yarn about that before we get onto the
I reckon we're
going
to have to dress warm.
Yeah, we'll dress warm.
Well, I know, Oregon is going to be a lot colder.
Is it?
Well, it was pretty cool in Gold Coast the other day.
Yeah, right.
Well, the day, if I can only go back to the sub.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Well, they reckon it's been miserable weather down there. It's raining, isn't it? Fucking heap of rain.
Yeah, copy. Righto.
Well, and might have to... Sydney's a little bit further than central Queensland. So
No, I'll bring a hoodie.
It's still cool here tonight.
Yeah, it is half cool. Well, I reckon I'll bring a hoodie and I'll be right.
Yeah.
She'll be sweet.
That's like, all I was thinking of. Maybe a spray jacket.
Yeah.
A bit of rain.
I'm actually looking forward to sussing out. I reckon at the airport, I'm going to just do a walk by pass where they depart, because I reckon there'll be just a lineup of blokes kissing their dads goodbye.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to suss it out, because I'm not like, I want to see if there's any truth to this, you know? Just see, you know, give mum a hug, dad a kiss, see you, mate.
Yeah.
Sort of. So, and I'm glad we're going down, you know, this far after Origin. Because I reckon I wouldn't even have made it off the tarmac during Origin. Would have got cowed punched. Yeah, just laying on the tarmac. But no, I'm looking forward to it, mate. It'll be good. Little trip away.
I haven't been to Sydney in fucking years.
Yep, well, I haven't been since I was 18 at the fucking, went to watch the grand final with a couple of the boys.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been ages, man. So I'm looking forward to it. Got a couple of good guests lined up. We're not going to mention who they are because who fucking knows what happens. You know, but yeah.
Line them up and they can pull out.
Yeah, exactly. So we're just going to go down with an open mind. We've got a couple of great guests lined up and we're fucking real keen to suss a few things out anyway.
Yeah, you know? Looking forward to it.
Get amongst it. It'll be good. And, you know, will we get really fucked up before a day of recording again? Maybe. Not going to rule it out. We shouldn't. We should have learnt from it, but I'm not going to say no.
No.
I said I'd never do a shoey and look what happened.
So. I tell you what I need to do tomorrow, but is go for a fucking run.
Oh, yeah? Going to go for a run?
I need to.
Dude,
I need to do something. I need to sweat or something because I've literally just been drinking copious amount of piss and eating for like 2 weeks.
I've been the same, and how weird's this? So the way I've been eating and not exercising in that, right, with how my body's worked in the past, I should have been weighing about 105, right? And I'm just like, fuck, you know, it's getting to the point. It's been ages. I might have to do another run on the man shakes or just back myself off a bit. And I went, I'll weigh myself. 98.
Yeah, nice.
And I went, are you kidding? I said to the missus, what the fuck's going on here? I've been eating like a weapon. Have been doing nothing. And I'm like, it literally has to be stress.
Yeah.
Literally has to be stress because nothing else has changed in my life apart from what I've got going on.
Yeah.
So I literally reckon stress is keeping the weight off me, which is not good. Not ideal. Wouldn't recommend it, but I'll be fucked. I was a bit...
We got man shakes, stress.
Yeah, that's right.
Or start, don't eat.
Yeah, that's how I work.
Tom's three diets.
Starve myself or fucking stress. But,
No, I'm just feeling like feeling shit. You're fucking eating that much food and that much piss. I'm just going...
No, I feel
you. I need to fucking do some jog or something.
Get some endorphins fucking flowing, you know, a bit of... Bit of feel good stuff.
Water into me.
Yeah, 100%. But no, so we are putting in the hard yards, taking our fucking time away to go down there and, you know, pepper ear holes with quality yarn for you lot. But I'm actually keen to see, I'm going to count how many other pairs of Rockos that I see down there. I don't reckon there'll be many.
Fuck no.
Nah. But there's heaps of people too. Who knows? Anyway, we'll see how we go, mate.
I feel sorry if you spot one. Oh, mate, just trying to make it onto the fucking bus or something.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate, going to pull you up for a photo?
Pull you up for a yarn? Oh, no, that's fucking great. Bro, I've got a few carry-ons here that I wanted to pepper them with. I thought we're going to make them wait a few days extra. We'll hit them with a few fucking carry-ons on the Monday morning.
Righto.
So we'll hit them with a few of these, brother. Righto. Get into this.
Tommy, Cam, Big Bud here from the Yarn Barn. Just a bit of a carry-on today, boys, about pies. You know, us Aussies, you know, we're well known for having, you know, loving a good pie. I'm here to talk about, you know, not so much as what's in the pies that makes them, it's how they're made. Look, there's nothing worse than you're getting 3/4 of the way through a pie and the cunt starts falling apart in your hand. Mate, it boils my blood, I tell you what. You know, you've got so much good ingredients to go into this pie and you got the case around the outside of it, the pastry, and she's just fucking falling apart. Anyway, boys, might just be me, but let's know what you reckon, eh? Keep out of yourselves. Chip.
Definitely when you're driving.
What's a pie built for?
Keep it in there.
Fucking eating on the run. who the fuck sits down like at a normal place? No one's really sitting.
Isn't that what pastries are pretty much made for?
Pretty much.
What was the thing they made in the war? The pasty fucking thing with the mince?
Oh, the pasty.
Pasty, yeah.
I do rate a good pasty.
Because they had the dirty hands and they just need to get a bit of a feed in on.
Probably. I don't know. But pies, for me, that's a massive driving one for me. Like, I'm always driving eating a pie.
Yeah.
If I'm eating one. I'm never really, not normally sitting down at like a table in a nice setting eating a pie, you know. So they need to be structurally sound, those cunts.
Yeah.
I agree massively with him. But I suppose that's what old pie connoisseur reckons too, didn't he?
Yeah. 3 mil thick.
Good base.
Bottom and sides, 3 mil.
It's a bit of a carry on. What do you reckon, he gets the ruler out or what? Yeah. Anyway, bro, fully agree with you. Moving on.
Boys, Marto from Mildura.
Marto.
And me blinkers off cam so you can fucking relax.
Cheers, bro.
It is a fucking beautiful day up here, 26 degrees, the sun's out, the mini skirts are out, every cunt's polishing their fucking speedboat. You know, fucking, oh, it's just magnificent. And but soon enough, we're going to have to put up with the fuckwits on fucking Instagram with their... all their lawn porn, all the lawn heroes up there. Oh, look at me, Kai. Oh, fucking hashtag lawn porn. Fuck off, mate. No one gives a shit. Oh. Boys, with the warm weather comes fucking few little dramas, you know. With good comes bad. And I just want to remind all the alphas and alphets out there today that there's three things you don't leave in your fucking car on a hot day. Your kids, your dog, and you fucking fart, right? So don't be thinking, oh, yeah, oh, I'm just going to drop a little in the car and I'll fucking go in the shop and get me bread and me milk and me whiskey and, oh, yeah, I'll get back and, oh, it's not going to be there when I get back. It's going to fucking slap you in the face harder than you can say, who the fuck was that? Look after yourselves. Behave yourselves. Fuck off.
On your Marto.
He has never lacked chat, that bloke. He's fucking done well.
Great yarn, Marto from Mildura.
I'd sign him off.
Fucking definitely. He's a yarnman of note. He's a tradesman of yarn, Marto.
And no takeaway either.
What's that?
Like leftover takeaway on a hot day and you come back to
nah,
it. Like
nah, that's right.
The Macca's got that distinguished smell or
yep.
KFC or probably a thousand different things.
See, it's a fucking hard one too, bro, because like you don't want to be that grub with shit in their car, but you don't want to be a cunt who throws it out on the road either.
No.
You know what I mean? So it's a bit of a fucking, you just got to get in the habit of throwing it out as soon as you get to somewhere, eh? You find it in a bin, you know, or if, when you go past a survey, make clearing your car out when you're there.
Yeah.
But no, that was a great yarn. Fucking beautiful.
Heating up.
Yeah.
Heating up. Don't forget your kids and your dog.
That's right. Kids and dogs, main one. Fart, ideally not. Don't leave a fart in the car. On your Marto. Moving on.
Hey, boys. I just want to track to listen to the potty. I was listening to the one where old mate was going on about the end party and how two Sheilas got pregnant or whatever it went. Anyway, funny thing is, my old man isn't actually my old man. And about a year ago, I found out who he really is. But even me, old man, already knew. But as you said, still gonna love the kid no matter what, and he loves me to death. But anyway, I found out last year that the bloke I've been living with all my life is my old man. Doesn't faze me, still my old man. At the end of the day, found out who the other bloke was. Funny thing is, well, in this last fucking week, that bloke who's biologically my old man. Just started there. I'm working with the cunt. Oh, fuck, it is awkward. Oh, I don't know how to explain it, boys, but fuck, get that up here. Anyway, catch it, boys. Let us know what you think.
Holy.
Does he know? The actual old boy know?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Holy, but that's fucking a bit wild, isn't it?
Yeah, when you imagine if he got all into it Friday afternoon beers. Fuck off, Dad.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you say?
Oh, he died. Yeah, wow.
But
that's,
that is loose. That bro, is
that's,
fucking loose.
That's pretty wild. I don't know how long ago he found out either. Like, that's... it's a bit of, that'd be a fucking hard thing to swallow, man. And like we talked about earlier, that man has taken you under his wing, mate, and he loves you like fucking any biological father would, you know? Don't forget that, but it still would be a massive thing. Like, you got to imagine. Imagine if your dad come to you now and said, mate, I've got to have a chat to you. I'm just letting you know that... you know, I'm not actually your
I'd be like, oh, I don't know.
Like, obviously, it'd be all good, but it would rattle me to the core of me. Like, I'd be like, oh, right, like, what?
Yeah, copy.
You've got to have some fucking questions.
Is it my uncle? Is it, like, who
but,
is it?
Man, it'd be a fucking wild thing to go through, wouldn't it? And how'd you imagine that chat, having that chat with your kid? Just going, when do
that's
I do
what,
it?
Yeah,
when do I do it?
You need to do it pretty early on, I reckon.
I agree.
So, you couldn't do the old sickening 18th birthday or how many times they've done that.
Well, it'd be a fucking hard thing because you'd want to do it when they can actually, you know, understand where you're
do it when
from.
They can't run away.
Drive away.
Drive away. That's right.
But yeah, man, head up, bro. That's a pretty fucking wild yarn, but I hope everything's going well for you, mate. And yeah. Be a pretty wild.
Give us an update.
Yeah, that's right, bro. See, give us an update on how if your old man knows about it, your real old man, and how it's going working with him. Hope it's fucking going well for you, bro. Yeah. Moving on.
Boys, Randy Footlong here, the largest weapon in Shepparton. What are you doing, you fucking mad cunts? Just wanted to fucking ring up and tell you about the blind Sheila I took home the other night. Well, I don't think she was clinically blind. I just don't think she could see that well. Anyway, she says to me, Randy, you've got the biggest dick I've ever seen. I said, no, you're pulling me fucking leg. In ya, hanging out here. Catch ya, cunt.
Oh, well, you never fucking, nah.
Seems to be amazed.
That's right. Randy always comes out with the goods, doesn't he? On you, on you, Randy, you mad cunt. Moving on. Couple to go.
Hey, boys, what's happening? Got a bit of head noise on the weekend, and it was you cunts. All this head noise and you cunts are in my head. So pack the camper trailer up, went to take the kids camping, got up the range there at Woodford, and the old girl blew a turbo. So, fuck. I was doing flat stick, 80k an hour, and in my head, all I had was you two cunts going, you fucking hemorrhoid, get off the fucking road. Fuck this, I'm not being a hemorrhoid. So I turned around, went back, pulled the tent out, threw it in the miso's car, and then went camping. Because this cunt's not going to be a hemorrhoid on the road. Yeah, love the show, boys. Only problem is, I'm now up to 67. I've gone from 1 to 67 in 2 weeks.
Legend.
And I'm out of fucking podcasts to listen to. So I have to fucking go back to wanking me dick or something. over the shoulder, boulder holder, back to the chemist to get some lube. Enjoy. Get up, you boys.
What a fucking champion. How's that, though? Getting the message across, cleaning up our roads one legend at a time.
Yeah.
You know,
that's drums. Good on you. Blowing turbo.
I'm glad you still got to go camping, bro. But how funny is that? He's thinking, oh, no.
Needs
to be up me. Fucking good on you, brother. That's unreal. That is dramas, though, eh? Blowing the turbo. You'd been putting going, fuck.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Lose a bit of power without that.
100%. Good on you, mate. Thanks for calling. Righto, last one here.
No! Back in West Oz, weapon horse here. Just ringing up.
Weapon.
I actually just wanted to nominate myself for fucking Poor Maker of the Year, right? Because you shout out Randy Footlong, you ask his mum and his sister, they reckon I do him a real mean cream pie. Anyway, Randy might have a cock on him and poke a cat out from under a bed with, but I can do a real good cream pie. Anyway, moving on. Shout out, Cream Pie. Shout out, Randy Footlong. Keep it up, boys. Stay out of yourselves. See you, bye.
Poke a cat out from under the bed with. Oh, if you come here and tell me that we don't get the best fucking callers on any show out there, then you're fucking off your
wake
lemon spread. Wake up yourselves. How fucking good's that? That is unreal. Oh, mate, just bacon cream pies like a legend. That's unreal, bro. Have you got a joke today, mate?
Oh, I haven't got a joke, but maybe a saying, I think.
was going off that Dracula's on the weekend, and oh my god, oh, how do you know when you're getting old? The priest stops winking at you.
Nice, that would have been right up your alley.
Yeah, yeah.
You would have fucking pissed yourself at that.
Yeah, yeah.
Full of piss, too.
I was cracking up.
That's awesome.
I think I said it right, but anyway.
Yeah, that's good. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mate, we got a joke sent in from Daniel. This one creased me.
Creased you.
Fucking dropped me. It was prime. He goes, a midget walks into a singles bar and sees a well-stacked blonde sitting at the bar alone. And he says, excuse me, love, can I smell your pussy? She says, no, you fucking can't. And the midget says, well, must be your feet then. Oh, so we'll leave yous with that. But, yeah, guys, like we said before, thanks again for having the patience. Didn't drop it on Friday. Made you wait a few more days, but hopefully we fucking filled your ears with quality yarn.
Kick off the week with this fucking beauty. 100%.
And down in Dad Kissing Country in Sydney, we'll be down there Monday, Tuesday, going home Wednesday. So if you see us floating around, come say g'day. Fucking, we'll have a yarn to anyone. And yeah, cheers, guys. Stay out of each other.
Have a good week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.